New York Post, Time to Appoint a Special Counsel on Hunter Biden. By Simon Kent on February 2, 2022. The time has come to fully and publicly investigate Hunter Biden's financial activities. The editorial board of the New York Post posited Tuesday. Adding the U.S. attorney in Delaware began the process back in 2018 before quietly letting the issue fade from view. The Post acknowledged the challenges confronting any Justice Department seeking to investigate the president and his family. Before cautioning, at this point, we have to wonder if any investigation would still be underway were it not for the laptop Hunter abandoned in 2019 and the Post's reporting off it. The degree of difficulty doesn't mean it should be avoided. With the newspaper saying this one has already shown clear signs of politicization. With Attorney General Merrick Garland himself playing along with a White House cabal eager to put the fear of the FBI in parents who want to speak their minds at local school board meetings. Garland should now explain himself and his actions, the Post continued, declaring. This idea has been batted around at least since Hunter's smelly art sale surfaced. And the drip of damning news has only continued. A former business partner cooperating completely with the feds. Congressional allegations that the Secret Service improperly redacted records relating to Hunter's travels. News that Hunter's bank records on his dealings with the Bank of China were subpoenaed in May 2019. That is, the feds have been looking at Hunter since the Obama administration. Given all this, Biden should have put the probe under impartial supervision long ago. In between, justice has managed to fully investigate. For example, everything about then-President Donald Trump's supposed collusion with Russia, albeit via special counsel. The Post concluded its call for public clarity by pointing to the howls of outrage if Trump had inherited an investigation of Eric or Don Jr. in his first term and left it in the hands of a Justice Department staffed by his own appointees? Unless and until Garland produces an explanation for why he's avoided an independent prosecutor. Or his minions actually bring charges, Americans have every reason to suspect politics is standing in the way of justice, was the newspaper's final point on the matter. The Post's call for quick attention to Hunter's financial dealings came 24 hours after Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News she thinks Garland must appoint a special counsel to investigate all President Joe Biden's family members' dealings with the Chinese Communist Party. I think what we know or what we can surmise by looking at all of this is that it is appropriate and the Attorney General should appoint a special counsel to investigate what has happened with Biden Incorporated and Hunter Biden, James Biden, Joe Biden, and their business dealings with Communist China and the Chinese Communist Party, Blackburn said in an interview Monday night with host Matthew Boyle. Blackburn's interview came after Breitbart News on Sunday evening published a 2019 document from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware showing that the IRS, as part of a criminal investigation into the president's son, Hunter Biden, subpoenaed J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for financial records of Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, their associates Devin Archer and Eric Schwerin, and a number of business entities with which they were involved. Blackburn said these subpoena documents, combined with revelations in Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer's book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, and so much more, are beginning to paint a bigger picture about the Biden family. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.